Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood, and it's Tuesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Glad to be with you on this second day of the week, and glad to be with you in 2 Timothy chapter 3. We took a look at the lifestyle of a disciple who is listening to the mentoring of the one discipled them, as Timothy did Paul, and watching and learning from the conduct of the one, even the conduct that is being refined in the midst of adversity. Now he turns to him after giving him this exhortation in chapter 3 of how you are to follow him as a model and mentor, Timothy to Paul. He then says this to him, a word of encouragement. And indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. All right, so if you don't mind, I'm just going to stop right there with that verse. Can I read it again for you? I want you to hear what the Apostle Paul is saying. He's saying this, and indeed, that means factually, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. He is telling you, when a person becomes a believer, they put their trust in Christ for salvation, they follow Christ as a learner, and then they serve Christ. They want to do the Great Commission. They want to make disciples of all the nations. They want to love the Lord with all of their heart, soul, and mind. They want to love their neighbors themselves. They want to know really how to love themselves in the Word of God, dying to yourself and living unto Christ. They want to learn the Word of God so that they can know the God of the Word, follow the God of the Word, give glory to the God of the Word. They want to be what I call a well Christian, a W. Worship with authenticity. E, evangelize intentionally. L, loving one another purposefully. And then the last L, learning consistently and with conviction. And that's what he's saying. I want that to be true in your life, Timothy. But I want you to know, if you are serious about your commitment to Christ, then Satan and the kingdom of darkness and the world is going to get serious about attacking you. When Satan attacks you, he not only has that system of rebellion against the Lord that he can direct against you, he not only has demonic hosts, all of which are greater than you in and of yourself, but he also will then target you, target your livelihood, target your very life even. But I want y'all to remember something. I want you to remember that the Apostle Peter said that it's in the midst of these sufferings that we grow. And the Apostle Peter points us back to Jesus. Do you remember the Sermon on the Mount? Do you remember all of those statements at the beginning of it in Matthew chapter 5 when he talks about blessings? Blessed are the peacemakers, blessed are the merciful. And then he gives a blessing that comes from it. These are all divine benedictions upon the lifestyle of a saved believer and the changes that have been made and the changes that are being made in their life. And then the only double benediction he gives is this one. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. He says, when you suffer for being a Christian, I'm not talking about Christian suffering. Every Christian, like everybody else, suffers in a broken world. But I'm talking about suffering for being a Christian, desiring to live godly. When you suffer for that, he says, blessed are you, and he says it two times. The double benediction. At the end of a worship service, our people will raise their hands as I raise my hands palm forward to give the benediction. They raise their hands palm upward to receive the benediction. Then I tell them, not only do you receive a benediction then, but when adversity comes, raise your hands, open your heart, God's doing something in your life. That God is doing something and is blessing you through what is not a blessing of experience, but a blessing of intention and design by the hand of the Lord in your life. And rest assured of this, you get serious about Jesus, Satan's going to get serious about attacking you. All who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, but listen to me, it's only for a short time. And then comes eternity, after we have been refined and use the platform of persecution to give glory to God. So stay the course. Fight the good fight. Be poured out as a drink offering. And I'll see you in glory. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.